Let's get right to the agenda this Monday morning, the stories that will be unfolding all week long. Marcus Mabry joins us, international business editor for the New York Times. Actually, you got a new title now, right? What is it?
Associate National Editor.
Associate National Editor. Congratulations. Anyway, Marcus Mabry joins us to talk about interagency sniping inside the Obama administration about an Iran policy, or is it just the New York Times causing trouble, Marcus?
Well, the New York Times would never be guilty of causing trouble. Just ask Wall Street this week.
All right. Yes, indeed. And we already have. We also have editor of Racial Issues and contributor to Slate and Salon, LaToya Peterson. She joins us to talk about whether American Idiot is actually something of a hot new brand and also a huge sociological test for late night television. What network is being tested, LaToya?
Good morning. It's the Wanda Sykes Show on the Fox Network's being tested, as well as Broadway being tested for if Green Day's new musical can make waves with their new audience.
All right. Well, the repercussions on both of those stories there. Let's get to Marcus Mabry first. So we are going to see unfolding this week the repercussions from the Icelandic volcano, which has taught us once again just how much of a web the global economy is and how fragile that web is.
Absolutely. If there's ever any doubt, you know, it's kind of unprecedented what we saw happen last week with this eruption out of Iceland and how it's affected European airspace. The delays in Europe have been extraordinary over the last half week. Now what we're seeing, though, is a fight between the airline industry, and we can expect it to play out today and tomorrow, and specifically between the airline industry and the European Union officials. The airline industry says the European Union has been relying on these computer models to shut down their airspace and keep people from flying, costing the airlines millions and millions of dollars at this point. And the airlines want that airspace opened up again.
It's a big government versus business
industry
story all
Absolutely.
Over the world. All right, let's talk about this Robert Gates memo that was leaked to your newspaper, which suggested that perhaps the defense secretary wasn't too happy with the way the Obama administration was taking maybe a short-term view to Iran developing nuclear weapons or some nuclear capability. What's the repercussions here?
Well, it's interesting because many people argue that that Gates memo, which was leaked out, is a January memo he wrote, which actually said that we were not coming up with an effective strategy against Iran. A lot of people who have been following the issue for a long time would have told you, well, in this instance, Mr. Gates was doing what he often does as secretary and what he did for the last administration as secretary, which is to speak truth to power. What he was saying was effectively, you know, and many experts have said this, there's no way to prevent Iran from eventually becoming a nuclear state. All we can do at most is push back the date that happens. The same thing happened with India and Pakistan previously, and it's inevitably going to happen with Iran. That's what many people would tell you about it, and they'd say that actually they weren't surprised at all by Mr. Gates' memo. They quite agreed with him. It is true that we have no good options when it comes to this situation.
Hmm. At long-term or short-term, at least
exactly.
At this point. LaToya Peterson, last week we talked about Conan's contract on TBS becoming a lead-in for George Lopez in late-night television is a suggestion that maybe the networks are looking at the late-night television audience very, very differently. How does the Wanda Sykes story on Fox make this sociological test even more important?
Well, Wanda Sykes' show is interesting for the sheer factor of networks looking at including more diversity in the late-night lineup. I mean, as before at this point, it's all been generally white guys. And now, not only do you have George Lopez who's holding it down, but you also have Wanda Sykes, who is not only an African-American female who normally doesn't get that type of exposure, that type of show, but she's also queer.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, first of all, do you think Fox is taking a risk, or this is an exciting new model really the future of late-night television is this audience?
I think it's part of the exciting new model where they're looking at the changing demographics of our society, and they're also looking at what people are responding to. You know, there's a lot of interest in my generation that was Team Coco, very Conan O'Brien-oriented. And I think they're trying to look and replicate that same type of fervor with Wanda Sykes and with George Lopez.
So did you see this story this morning, LaToya, that actually in Europe, in the UK, the United States is actually getting more warm and fuzzy feelings from people across the pond?
Yes, and it's about time.
Just in time for American Idiot to open on Broadway. Do you think this is going to work?
I do, actually. I've been a big fan of Green Day since the 90s. They were totally the soundtrack to part of my suburban growing up. And so it's really intriguing to see how they're going into a more artistic space.
American Idiot. How is the New York Times going to cover that, Marcus Mabry?
Well, it's going to be interesting. My partner and I going to our house upstate every weekend. I had to listen to American Idiot over and over again last summer. So we'll see if we go to the play.
American Idiot is probably not the strategy for picking a new Supreme Court nominee. President Obama meets bipartisan senators to discuss possible nominees to replace Justice Stevens. Anything going to come out of that? New names to the list, Marcus Mabry?
Well, we already have 10 potential candidates we're looking at. There are three that we've written about that the conservatives have really geared up their attack strategies against. The president's going to have this bipartisan meeting this week. Once again, he'll try to say that the administration is trying to reach out to the other side and actually come up with bipartisan ideas of who should be the next justice. Unfortunately, I think it'll probably be another demonstration that midterm election season is well upon us, and we might see a number of Washington politicians who do vie for the title of American Idiot this week.
That's interesting in terms of their reaction, but exactly. Conservative strategy, at least that's what the signal is from the White House. LaToya Peterson, do you think the Obama administration has done its diversity thing with the Sotomayor nomination, and are you looking for any interesting names out of this Washington meeting?
Well, I don't think the diversity thing is ever really done.
Right.
It's something that we should be striving toward as a society. But I do notice that the buzz for this nomination is definitely a lot lower on the radar for most people. And so I would hope that whoever the nominee is that is picked will make more of an effort to bring the Supreme Court's activities and ideas more toward lay people and everyday readers and listeners or people who aren't necessarily engaged.
You know, the Times is suggesting that looking at the short list, that it's possible that the nominee and the court that is seated after this summer may not contain a representative from the majority religion in the United States for the first time in history.
The majority religion being Protestant.
Exactly.
In that case.
Exactly.
We have Catholics and we have non-Christians, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, there's an interesting twist on the whole diversity question right there.
Well, in some ways, one would look and say, look, imagine America in the 1950s. This is the kind of culmination of a diverse country. One could argue that.
All right. He's not going to go there. He's not going to go
he's
there.
He's not.
No, he's got too many Protestant readers there, Marcus Mabry does. Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times, and LaToya Peterson. Hey, thanks, LaToya.
Thank you.
LaToya Peterson is editor of the blog Racialicious. She joined us from Washington, D.C. There's your agenda.